So the Talmud Torah is discussing here one of the midos that we're supposed to learn from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's discussing to what degree does the midah exist. And we said that this is not just the midah on the superficial level of chesed, for example. This is the depth of how deep the chesed goes, despite all the difficulties to give the chesed. What loops does a Kadosh Baruch Hu have to jump through in order to give us the chesed? So the first midah was Mikel Kamocha, which he says is referring to the midah of Savlanos, of quote-unquote bearing something that it's very difficult to bear, carrying something that's very difficult to carry. And this is the first midah, and he explained like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tremendously disgraced. And what he said was, the understanding he said was that every time a person does an avera, he's really doing the avera with the very koach, with the very strength that he just bestowed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon to use for him. And he used it against him. The Reishis Chochma, who is the Talmud of the Ramak, so the Sefer Reishis Chochma brings a mashal. Like we brought other mashal, that a servant was given a stipend from the master, you know, to go buy food so he can support himself and that he can work well. And what he did was he went and bought a weapon with the money that he was given to in order to, fight against the master. Something like that. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? So the midah that Hashem has should have been, and Hashem should have said to us, oh, you want to do an avera? No problem. I'll take away the koach. And you do the avera with your own koach, which would obviously mean we would be left with no koach at all, no strength at all, and we would be left with nothing. Instead, Hashem keeps on bestowing upon us tova after tova after tova. And despite that, we do this. So therefore, this brings out in us a midah of savlanus. A midah that if someone did something against us, we still have to look the other way. We still have to be able to look at the person and be moichel and carry it and say, it doesn't matter. And not only that, we have to continue being meitiv, continue doing tov for the person, despite the fact that you may have used that very tov against you. So this is how a person can be mezdamet to Kodesh Baruch Hu in this midah. So let's read it inside. So he says, Ata, Mikel Kamocha, Ata Kel, you are a God, Bal Chesed Meitiv. You are a tremendous Bal Chesed. You do great, such Tova to us. Kel Bal Koach. You have Koach. Linokim, to do Nekama, Vlesso, Es Shalach. You could have gathered back all your Kochos, and you could have, taken quote unquote revenge. You could have said, okay, look, this is how you want to behave, no problem. Do it on your own. Vim calls that, but despite all of that, Ata Sovel, you carry the burden, Vinelov, and you remain insulted. Ad Yashuv B'tshuva until this Tshuva Shlema. Harezu Mida Shetzarch Adam Lehisnaigba. This is a Mida that a person is worthwhile behaving in this way. Ritzoni Asavlonus, bearing the burden of the embarrassment of the insult. And even if you got so insulted and so battered and bothered, it doesn't matter, I'll keep on doing good. An incident where this is called the midah of Mavir al Midosav. That a person is willing to gather the strength to say, you know what? It's not tit for tat. It's not he did this to me, I'll do this to him. You know, he behaved like that, I'm going to behave like this. No, you know what? He did something against me, I don't care. I'll continue being his friend. I'll continue doing all the good for him. I don't care what he did to me. Now the Gemara says that kol ha-ma'avir al midosav ma'avirin lo is called pshav. Anyone that's able to reach this midah of ma'avir al midosav, that he's able to, you know what? Even though I want to get back at the person, I'm not going to. Hashem says, oh, you're willing to overlook ma'avirin lo called pshav. That's its first ticket to kapara, that a person will be zocha, that Hashem will look the other way on him, and he will not, Hashem will not punish him for his avers. You did not bear a grudge against the person that did it to you. Hashem will not bear a grudge against you either. Now, I said over one time last year, there is a tremendous piece from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover when he explains what is the inyan of Ma'avir al Midosav. He says, why is this midah, which we're referring to as savlanus, the ability to bear insult, and say, you know what, I'll just keep my mouth shut and I'm going to keep on being his friend. Why is that called Ma'avir al Midosav? It's like passing over your midos. What does that mean? So he says, amazing. He says that really, this midah is beyond the koach of a person. It's beyond the midos of a person. The midah of a person is to get back, is to feel insulted, is to want to get back at the person. That's the midah of the person. So how is it possible for a human being to actually do this? To look the other way? To just say, I'm mochel? To just say, I don't care, I'll continue behaving with the person, I'll continue giving him tzedakah, I'll continue giving him chesed. Teretz is that the person can reach into a point of his neshama, which is deeper than his midos. His midos are a little gashmius. A person's midos are a little physical. And a person was able to react in a way which is beyond the reaction of the midos. He connected to a point in his neshama, which is so elevated that it was unaffected by the bad midos in the person. So he was mavir on the midos. He connected to a point in his neshama that's so deep that it's beyond where the midos can affect and take hold of it. So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover writes, based on this, he says that the reason why if a person is ma'avir al midosav, we forgive him for all his sins, is because he actually now activated a portion of his neshama that is deeper than he ever activated during when he did averus. Every sin a person does is with his midos, is because of his midos. So a person was subject to his midos. You know, a person was hungry, so he ate that food he shouldn't have eaten. A person had a certain curiosity, so he went somewhere he shouldn't have gone, etc., right? So a person was lazy, so he slept in late. So a person was subject to his midos. But if a person can now delve into their neshama to a point that's deeper than the midos, it's deeper than the midos. He's not in control. His midos don't control him anymore. So he's able to get in touch to a point in his neshama that's deeper than the midos of the person. At that point, all the various he did with his midos go away because now he's in a place beyond that. That's what Yitzchak Isaac Chover says. So the idea is that this is a midah that now, this is a midah that we get from the koach of Hashem. This is, and the key of Alach to Majachav would be that a person's mochel, at the same time that he's mochel, not only is mochel, he continues giving him tov. There's a famous story with Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber Leibowitz is the great Rosh Hashiva of Kamenetz, and there was a story once that his daughter was engaged to a boy from the yeshiva. And in the end, the boy didn't behave properly, whatever. And he broke off the engagement. And he hurt him and the daughter very much. About 3 months later, the boy was recommended for a job in a certain town. And he asked his Rosh Hashiva for a letter of recommendation. So Rav Bochber wrote the letter. And then he wrote the letter and he called in someone else, one of his friends as an assistant in yeshiva, to read the letter. And the person realized that he writes these recommendations all the time. Why are you being so meticulous over here? So he said, because this person did this bad thing to me. And I'm concerned that maybe deep down I'm holding a grudge and maybe I'm not writing the letter with as much enthusiasm as I really should. And the letter has to be purely enthusiastic. He's an amazing person. He's the greatest boy we ever had. I have to write it purely, very enthusiastic. I want you to read it to make sure that you don't see there any tinge of an emotion that maybe because he did something to me, I'm not writing it with my full emotion. Right? So that's not the natural reaction of a person. What's the natural reaction? Now you ask him for a letter after everything you did to me? On top of it, forget it. Get out of here. Go get yourself a job somewhere. So what does he do? No. I want to give you a letter. I want to be mative to you. Not only that, I want to be mative to you more than I would have otherwise. And this is Rabbi Shaul Salanter. Rabbi Shaul Salanter, Itzlo Petterberger writes, Rabbi Shaul Salanter, who was the head of the Musar movement. Now, the head of the Musar movement at that time, Rabbi Shaul Salanter was subject to many, many bizyonos. Many embarrassments and many people, even hatred. People felt that Rabbi Shaul Salanter was doing something which was against the Mesorah, against the tradition, and he was introducing into the Jewish people a new method of spirituality which was not acceptable. And eventually he proved himself as a tzaddik and he proved his point and he was validated. But in the early years of the Musar movement, he was always challenged. And not only was he challenged, he was very embarrassed all the time. And, you know, there were stories like he was one time on a train and someone embarrassed him. And eventually he spoke to the person. He says, you know, where are you going? And he says, in such and such city. So Rousseau Salanter says, oh, I can write you a letter of recommendation to say that you're a good shaykhid or something like that. So he said, I just, you know, and even though he had just been tremendously embarrassed by this person, not only did he continue doing chesed that he had done with him before, he even actually did brand new chesed with him. He didn't have to give him this letter. He offered him letter. Why? Because he wanted to make sure that he wasn't bearing any sort of grudge. So he went out of his way, even more than it says here. See, here we're talking about that a person should continue doing chesed that he was previously doing with the person. They shouldn't hold back. But now he's saying even more, saying the person should actually, according to Rousseau Salanter, go find ways, creative ways to give chesed to the individual, despite the fact that they are, you know, going against you. That was the meat of Rousseau Salanter, which, by the way, most of the time after the people saw Rabbi Shaul Salanter's reaction, they realized that you can only react that way if you learn Muslim. Must be that Rabbi Shaul Salanter's Muslim movement does something, because otherwise, how is it possible for him to behave this way? So that's that's the lesson of the first meetup. So I find this first meetup very empowering, very, you know, it's a big Messiah often. And when a person can gain the strength and say, you know what, I'm gonna overpower. It doesn't matter if the person did something bad to me. I'm going to, you know, overcome that. Then they're tapping into a spiritual strength that's really beyond their midas. So it's a very big koach. Okay, so this is the first midah in the sefer that we're learning. Okay, so Mr. Shem will pick it up tomorrow. Shkach, everybody. Not sure I recognize everyone here.